This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This really should be my theme song. Thank you, producer Matt Pajeski, for starting my night just right. George Sells with you. KMOX at your service. Good evening, 8:06. Another cold night in downtown St. Louis. Not as cold, but we're getting by. Still freezing. I could tell you some stories about water and bursting pipes and things like that later on if we have time. We'll definitely get into it. But plenty to get into here on a Tuesday night in St. Louis. This is always that strange week in between Christmas and New Year's where about half of people have the week off, roughly, and you see more traffic at weird times and in weird places and less traffic at other times than you would anticipate it. And hopefully more people out tonight, you know, doing something fun, having a little more time to sit back and watch, listen to the radio, rather, as they move through town on a Tuesday. So what are we going to be talking about? Plenty to discuss. It's possible you're listening to us right now, sitting and waiting for a flight. If you're a Southwest Airlines customer, that is something that a lot of folks are dealing with. 70% of Southwest flights at Lambert Airport was the number I heard that were canceled yesterday. You know, we know about the big storm we had all over the country, but all the other airlines are doing just fine. What in the world happened to Southwest? What has happened to you? We want to hear from you. 314-436-7900 is the number you can call. Again, 314-436-7900. We will be talking about this entire Southwest Airlines mess. We'll get into a little bit of what the experts believe happened. And it's interesting because it really has a lot to do with what Southwest has always said makes them more efficient, which is this concept of going point to point with all the flights rather than having a big hub like at Chicago O'Hare, for example, and Chicago gets buried and all of a sudden every United flight in the country is impacted in some way. Southwest always talked about being able to mitigate that by taking this point to point approach that they have been working with for years. Well, between that and what some describe as an antiquated, archaic computer system with an inability to communicate internally, Southwest finally got bit. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Want to know if you have been impacted. Also want to know if this changes your view on Southwest. I mean, Southwest was always kind of the little guy's airline that we all loved, and they were usually a little bit cheaper, and they were the ones that stepped up and added investment in St. Louis when everybody else was pulling back. I think that they've always been a St. Louis kind of airline, and now all of a sudden they are taking a beating from the public relations standpoint around the country. So want to hear from you. Did you have to deal with it? Are you mad? Are you going to change your travel habits because of this? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, tonight, I am presenting you with a public service. As a 52-year-old man, I know very few of my peers, and along with those a little bit younger, a little bit older, even a lot older, who have not at some point asked the question, what the heck was that teenager thinking? What in the world is that child thinking when they insert the offense here? From a room that is like a Bosnian minefield, from back in the days of that conflict. Sorry to pick on Bosnia. That shouldn't have gone there, but pick your European conflict over the years. From the efforts to take a car to a speed that it can actually lift off and fly. We've seen that happen before. There are all sorts of things that you just wonder about a teenager. You wonder what is going through their mind. So as my gift to St. Louis this holiday season, I have brought my 17-year-old son Quinn in here with me, and he will answer your questions. If there's anything that you want to ask about, you know, why do you guys always put off homework? Why do you want to sleep till noon? Anything like that. I have someone here who can provide the answers, and we're going to do that later on this hour. So give us a call. Start thinking up your really good questions for a 17-year-old. The number is 314-436-7900. Want to hear from you on that. So we're going to talk about all that coming up also in the 9 o'clock hour. For my money, the single best follow on Twitter, if you are a music fan, Eric Alper is a Canadian music journalist and one of the most prolific people you will find on social media. And if you want to talk music, this is the guy to talk music with. He is going to join us. He's joining us from on the phone from Toronto, and he may be talking a little bit of smack because the Maple Leafs are beating the Blues 3-1 right now. That's just a little sidelight there, but hopefully the Blues can make a comeback because I would like to be able to talk some smack to him rather than take it the other way around. Also, what do you think about the federal government reinstating a mask mandate in indoor like public parks and things like that, i.e. the Gateway Arch? We often forget that the Arch is a federal or is a national park. Well, they've announced that for the time being, at least, you're going to have to wear a mask if you want to go up in the Arch. Does this bother you? Do you care? Have we gotten past caring, or are we just so annoyed with the whole thing that we're done with it? Will you stay clear, or will you want to go and check the Arch out? All these things to talk about as we move on through the evening. The mask thing doesn't bother me that much. A lot of people still wearing masks, and hey, if that's what folks want to do, that's fine. And if I go to a doctor's office and they ask me to throw on a mask, guess what I do? Put on a mask. Don't love it, but don't get real mad about it. But I've seen some people get borderline violently upset about being asked to put a mask on, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But I guess that people are going to do what people are going to do when it comes to that sort of thing. So we will talk about that as well. Lots going on. Want to hear from you. Again, the number is 314-436-7900. Give us a call. Let us know Southwest Airlines. And what is that teenager thinking? Those will be the items we'll be going on to first as we move through the night. It is 8:13 on a cold Tuesday night. KMOX at your service. I'm George Sell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Tuesday night, KMOX St. Louis. I'm George Sells, KMOX at your service with you until 10 o'clock. Coming at you with some loud rock and roll music. One of your many teenage stereotypes that are out there. And when I was teasing this segment a few minutes ago, my son Quinn Sells, 17 years old, who is our guinea pig this evening for you. He's here to take your questions, if you have any, about the inner workings of the teenage mind. We can talk about other stuff too, but I just thought the inner workings of the teenage mind would be fun because it's a mystery to me. But the first thing he got aggravated with was the fact that I was throwing every stereotype possible out in teasing this segment. But I told him it's just kind of how that works. 314-436-7900 is the number if you've got any questions for this young man, Quinn Sells. Quinn, thank you for joining me downtown at KMOX tonight.
Of course.
So I guess I'll start with because you went into your dad voice. He's got a very distinct dad voice when I start bugging him about stuff. I think it was the sleeping till noon one that got on your nerves. Which of those stereotypes gets on your nerves the most as a teenager?
Gotta say the sleeping till noon, because I feel like that's like a thing that happens, you know, a few times, and then your parents think you do it all the time. So
I got you. Now, is this something that comes naturally to you? Because I can't do it. There was a time, and I will say, I think there's something scientific to this, because I could do this for a long time, and now I can't, and I don't know what has happened to me. Is this something that you feel comes natural to you? Like if you're just left alone, would that be an everyday thing?
Definitely not. Just because like it, you do feel like drowsier for the rest of the day when you wake up that late, but like you know you stay up really late the night before. Maybe you're out with your friends, maybe you're playing video games, you know, who knows, and you just have nothing really to do the next day. Sleeping till noon, it's kind of nice.
It does kind of work. I could deal with that once in a while, but I am physically incapable of doing it now. That which is a funny thing that changes, but it's also interesting because you do hear those, and I've heard you as a champion of this before. The people who say that they ought to flip elementary school and high school, because right now, yes, most, for those of you who don't have kids, most school districts, the high schools are the ones who start the earliest, then the middle schools are in the middle, and then the elementary schools have the latest start time. And what I always thought was logical is the fact that the high school kids that you're dragging out of bed to be at school at 7:30 in the morning are the ones who want to sleep the latest, and the grade school kids who don't have to go to school till 9 are the ones that, as a parent, you're completely annoyed when they come in and wake you up at 6 in the morning on a Saturday.
No, yeah, exactly. When I was in elementary school, I would wake up. I'd never be at school until 8:45 when I was in elementary school. And now I'm at Kirkwood High School. That's 7:45. Middle school was about like 8:15. When I was in elementary school, I'd wake up at like 7 a.m. or 6:30 to go and play Xbox before school. It's just like I was just able to wake up. I felt fine. Nowadays, like, I set my alarm for that time, and I'm just like, oh God, like I wish they would flip the elementary and high school, and it would be much more logical, I think.
So those considering the reinvention of education, we will, you want to have that conversation, give some thought to that. 314-436-7900, the number if you want to jump in. Here's another question. I want to put this out there. I am not just hanging this on this kid, because he's got a sister who's just as bad. I know of cousins and others who are also just as bad. Your room is a dangerous place to walk across.
Yeah.
Always. What is so difficult about picking up items off the floor and putting them into an assigned place where maybe they won't be stepped on or generally bothered?
So It's not that I like my room like that, or like, you know, it just falls so low on the priority list. Like, you know, there are really less excuses because it's winter break and I've got more time on my hands. I'm probably going to clean my room at some point this week. But
mother's very excited, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes. During school though, you know, you have homework, and you know, I take some challenging classes, so I have more homework than the average high schooler. And you have that. You have your extracurricular activities. You have other stuff, sports maybe, and you just don't really think about what your room looks like compared to all this other like big stuff. And like, you know, I'm a junior in high school, and my friends and I are thinking about college, and same with seniors. And it's just stuff like that seems very formative in comparison to like homework and stuff like that.
And cleaning up your room. Well, you bring up homework, and your timing is perfect because Luke is on the line. And Luke, maybe a man of my own heart here, with a question about homework. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, so I just, you know.
Turn your radio down, Luke. Turn your radio down real quick for me.
All right, I will. All right, just homework, it seems like it's so stressful on a lot of teenagers and a lot of different teens that are in high school. It just seems like as if it's too much for the kids. They're in school for many hours. I just wanted to get Quinn's thoughts on that.
So homework is definitely like, it's easy. It's probably my biggest stressor. Like it's some people, you're so tired after school. You're there for 7 hours a day, and then they say they want you, oh yeah, also we're giving you this 3 hours worth of stuff to go and do when you're at home in your free time. It definitely causes a lot of stress. You're asking teenagers to do 10 hours of work a day. You know, a lot don't want to do it, or, you know, don't have the focus to, or stuff like that. And, you know, you start like, you know, maybe you miss one assignment and then you miss another one. It all snowballs. It creates so much stress. It's really, a lot of scientific studies show it's really unnecessary. And that kids learn a lot better in the classroom because like you're under the supervision of a teacher. You don't have distractions. You can't say I'm bored, I'm going to go play some video games.
But the stress is the most stressful part isn't doing it as much as the snowballing when you don't do it. Isn't that fair to say?
That is fair to say. But also, like, you know, a person who does all their homework is a very certain type of person. And like, you know, I'd say less than a quarter of my friends do all their homework.
Hey, Luke, how old are you?
I am 16. So
okay, so you're coming at it from the teenage perspective, and I will say this. I mean, Yeah, I was going to do the like old guy get off my lawn thing and say, well, back in my day, you know, we had lots of homework too. I don't know that we had, depending on the course, obviously, I think sometimes they come at you guys with more. And I think the biggest difference, and this is something I don't envy for you guys, I think the biggest difference is the fact that as a parent, if you don't do your homework, I'm getting an email every Thursday that's giving me a blow-by-blow list of what you haven't done, which means I'm coming down on you about doing it. Now, I think it's important as a parent that I do that and try to keep you moving in the right direction and help you form good habits. But I will at least confess to you that when I was a teenager, I had to learn myself how to dig myself out of that hole because I didn't have any parental looking over my shoulder. It was really more of knowing that at the end of the semester, when that report card went home, I was toast if I didn't get it done. And I it was the same end result.
I agree with that.
But looking over, but yeah, how hard is it having Big Brother watching you?
So that's a funny reference. I think a lot of parents, including my own, think that you play a bigger role than you maybe do with getting myself out of a hole, because trust me, I'm like stressing just as much as you are. When you come to me and confront me about these things, I typically know already, and I'm like already have something in action trying to mitigate it. But yeah, it definitely does scoot me along when I get yelled at by my parents. I will. That's true.
See, that's all we're trying to do, Luke. Scoot you along, man. That's all it is.
Yeah. It also, the whole thing with work, you know, I'd say most teenagers are working. So with homework and work, you know, you're probably not getting off till a later time at night. So it's just kind of difficult staying up. And then if you stay up late doing homework, the next day is going to be miserable in school.
Yeah. Well, my freshman honors geometry teacher would always say that, like, he said, oh, yeah, we could teach you all this stuff in 3 hours. School's just to keep you off the streets.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Okay, Luke, where do you go to high school? Give him a quick shout out.
I go to Webster High School.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I'm Kirkwood.
Ooh. Got a Webster guy and a Kirkwood guy on the line here. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Before we come to blows, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to keep you around for another segment. So if anybody else out there wants to chime in, teenager, adult, give us a call. 314-436-7900. It is 827. I'm George Sells, and KMOX is at your service.
Men's Billiken's Basketball, New Year's Eve Day. Catch the action as they take on St. Joseph's. Pre-game 11:47, tip at noon. Hear it here on your home for Billiken's Basketball. KMOX.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Matt Pajewski getting creative with the school question, or the school music here. 8:31, KMOX at your service. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. We're talking about teenagers. I brought one with me, just in case you have any questions. 314-436-7900 is the number. I brought my son, Quinn Sells, with me tonight to sit in on a couple of segments and just talk about some of the things that teens are dealing with, and also to answer any questions folks might have about, you know, we all go, what's going through that kid's mind sometimes? But I was giving you a hard time earlier, and it was somewhat in jest. But I do want to talk about something that's kind of serious, and something I am really glad, as much as I enjoy it now, something I'm really glad that did not exist when I was your age, and that's social media. That's how do you balance that? Because on one hand, it's an easy way to connect with people, but also, I mean, I think I was probably, blissfully unaware of the parties that my friends were going to that I didn't get invited to when I was 17 years old.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore.
That's definitely a thing. The party thing, like you see any party you don't get invited to, you like see all over people's Snapchat. You know, it's not so. The thing with social media, it's such a double-edged sword because on one side, like, you know, I have so many friends who have, like, I have a couple of friends, really close friends, who have moved away, and I have been able to stay close with them through instant messaging, FaceTime, stuff like that. But, you know, at the same time, social media is a tool for everybody to see everything that they don't have. And, you know, that creates a lot of emotional stress for people. And, you know, people, it can create all sorts of mental issues, as we've seen. I mean, they say our generation is the most depressed generation.
Is it bullying, or is it just people wanting to hype up what they're doing and maybe being inconsiderate of others at times? Or maybe is it a little bit of both?
So, yeah, this is a big one. A lot of people think cyberbullying is the biggest problem on social media. That is very false. That is totally untrue. I mean, at least in my experience, you know, social media, the more the psychological pressures come from, you know, seeing all the stuff you're not getting invited to, maybe a friend said they're busy, and you know, you see on someone's story that they just went and hung out with somebody else. That's definitely where more of that emotional stuff comes from. The cyberbullying thing, you know, mean people will always be mean people, and it, no matter if they have social media or not. So
because that's always, and the other thing I think about, and this is one that I have been nagging you and your sister about since you were old enough to, you know, type a sentence into a phone, I think, or more to the point, post a picture. The fact that it doesn't go away, like if you say something obnoxious or something stupid, or you put up a picture that it seemed like a great idea at the time and it probably wasn't. That is the sort of thing. And we haven't even really seen this completely come to fruition yet. We're starting to. But, you know, we haven't seen the guy running for president yet who has, you know, obnoxious pictures from teenage parties when he was on social media, or she. So the idea of your online history, of your digital history, and the fact that it's borderline unerasable, you know, how much thought do you give that on a day-to-day basis, or do you think you should be giving it more thought than you do?
So the thing with that, so a lot of adults are under the impression that like every single word that you ever put online will come back to haunt you, like full stop. If you're going into like a government job or something, and they're doing like very like thorough background checks, you know, maybe then you need to worry about that. Or if, like he said, if you're running for office, that's definitely something that will happen. But
or just if you get famous, there was a ball player a year or two ago that they went back and I can't even remember who it was. I think I played for the Pirates. Matt remembers this. Okay, come on, Matt Pajeski, who was it?
It was Josh Hader of the Brewers.
Okay, and what did he do? He did something stupid. What was it?
Well, I mean, there could be multiple cases that we're talking about here, but in this case, there's a bunch of racist tweets and some song lyrics that really, really looked bad.
Gotcha. But so yeah, they'll no matter who you are, no matter what you do. Well, I say no matter who you are, but they will go back and look, and if you become famous, they'll go back and look harder. It's like almost the more success you achieve, the harder they're going to try to bring you down, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. But like if you're, you know, some people are worried about like, you know, like unless it's one of these situations where people are like actively trying to find something bad on you, it effectively, when you delete something, it kind of goes away because, you know, you have to like go into Wayback Machine or something equivalent to that. It's a pretty lengthy process to retrieve things that have since been taken down. But yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I know, you know, I had social media in middle school. Some of it my parents let me have, some of it I downloaded without their permission.
And then we caught you, and then you got in trouble.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, I definitely probably posted some things then that I would not be very proud of today. Platforms like Instagram are more dangerous with that than, say, Snapchat, which is like...
Well, it's like the pictures. I mean, you know, anybody who's ever... Okay, any college graduate listening, did you ever go to a party in college where a picture might have been taken of you that you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's men's Billikens basketball. New Year's Eve day. Catch the action as they take on St. Joseph's. Pregame 11:47. Tip at noon. Hear it here on your home for Billikens basketball. KMOX.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Ah, Matt Pajewski getting creative with the school question, the school music here. 8:31, KMOX at your service. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. We're talking about teenagers. I brought one with me, just in case you have any questions. 314-436-7900 is the number. I brought my son, Quinn Sells, with me tonight to sit in on a couple of segments and just talk about some of the things that teens are dealing with, and also to answer any questions folks might have about, you know, we all go, what's going through that kid's mind sometimes? But I was giving you a hard time earlier, and it was somewhat in jest. But I do want to talk about something that's kind of serious and something I am really glad, as much as I enjoy it now, something I'm really glad that did not exist when I was your age, and that's social media. How do you balance that? Because on one hand, it's an easy way to connect with people, but also, I mean, I think I was probably, blissfully unaware of the parties that my friends were going to that I didn't get invited to when I was 17 years old.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore.
That's definitely a thing. The party thing, like you see any party you don't get invited to, you like see all over people's Snapchat. It's not so. The thing with social media, it's such a double-edged sword because on one side, like, you know, I have so many friends who have, like, I have a couple of friends, really close friends, who have moved away, and I have been able to stay close with them through instant messaging, FaceTime, stuff like that. But, you know, at the same time, social media is a tool for everybody to see everything that they don't have. And, that creates a lot of emotional stress for people. And, it can create all sorts of mental issues, as we've seen. I mean, they say our generation is the most depressed generation.
Is it bullying, or is it just people wanting to hype up what they're doing and maybe being inconsiderate of others at times? Or maybe is it a little bit of both?
So, yeah, this is a big one. A lot of people think cyberbullying is the biggest problem on social media. That is very false. That is totally untrue. I mean, at least in my experience, social media, the psychological pressures come from, seeing all the stuff you're not getting invited to, maybe a friend said they're busy, and you see on someone's story that they just went and hung out with somebody else. That's definitely where more of that emotional stuff comes from. The cyberbullying thing, mean people will always be mean people, and no matter if they have social media or not. So
because that's always, and the other thing I think about now, this is one that I have been nagging you and your sister about since you were old enough to, type a sentence into a phone, I think, or more to the point, post a picture. The fact that it doesn't go away, like if you say something obnoxious or something stupid, or you put up a picture that it seemed like a great idea at the time and it probably wasn't. That is the sort of thing. And we haven't even really seen this completely come to fruition yet. We're starting to. But we haven't seen the guy running for president yet who has, obnoxious pictures from teenage parties when he was on social media, or she. So the idea of your online history, of your digital history, and the fact that it's borderline unerasable, how much thought do you give that on a day-to-day basis, or do you think you should be giving it more thought than you do?
So the thing with that, a lot of adults are under the impression that, like, every single word that you ever put online will come back to haunt you, like, full stop. If you're going into like a government job or something, and they're doing like very like thorough background checks, maybe then you need to worry about that. Or if you're running for office, that's definitely something that will happen. But
or just if you get famous, there was a ball player a year or two ago that they went back and I can't even remember who it was. I think I played for the Pirates. Matt remembers this. Okay, come on, Matt Pajeski, who was it?
It was Josh Hader of the Brewers.
Okay, and what did he do? He did something stupid. What was it?
Well, I mean, there could be multiple cases that we're talking about here, but in this case, there's a bunch of racist tweets and some song lyrics that really, really looked bad.
Gotcha. But so yeah, they'll no matter who you are, no matter what you do. Well, I say no matter who you are, but they will go back and look, and if you become famous, they'll go back and look harder. It's like almost the more success you achieve, the harder they're going to try to bring you down, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. But like if you're, some people are worried about unless it's one of these situations where people are like actively trying to find something bad on you, it effectively, when you delete something, it kind of goes away because, you have to like go into Wayback Machine or something equivalent to that. It's a pretty lengthy process to retrieve things that have since been taken down. But yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I know, you know, I had social media in middle school. Some of it my parents let me have. Some of it I downloaded without their permission.
And then we caught you, and then you got in trouble.
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely probably posted some things then that I would not be very proud of today. Platforms like Instagram are more dangerous with that than, say, Snapchat, which is like...
Well, it's like the pictures. I mean, you know, anybody who's ever... Okay, any college graduate listening, did you ever go to a party in college where a picture might have been taken of you that you would prefer people not see? I'm going to guess that if we're being honest with ourselves, 98.43% of our listeners right now would say, yeah, there was probably one somewhere. And I'm not even talking about you doing anything wrong. It's just you had a little too much to drink and you decided that that was the night you were going to climb up the fire escape at the in the apartment building. These things happen and they become documented.
Yeah, so I will say... pretty much every like noteworthy stupid thing I've done with friends, there are pictures of it somewhere or videos. Whether that goes
do you worry about you're going to be applying to colleges here in less than a year? Do you worry about the college admissions person going back and finding something? And I'm not talking about something, you know, the Josh Hader example is an extreme one, and obviously not something you would have a problem with, but just something where you were doing something goofy. I mean, do you worry about that?
Not really, because so on Instagram, for example, I use Instagram very lightly. I will post a picture probably once a year, or I'll post something probably once a year, like a big event, like a homecoming dance or a big vacation or something. I won't be like one of those people who like post every day. More of that's on Snapchat, and all this stuff where I've done like something stupid is on Snapchat. And Snapchat's interesting because Snapchat you can't access from they just introduced Snapchat Web, but for the most part you cannot access Snapchat from a browser. You have to be friends with somebody, mutual friends, to see anything they post. And it goes away in 24 hours. So, like, you can't use Wayback Machine. You can't use anything like that. Snapchat, there's always a way, but it seems like Snapchat is pretty safe from, you know, like a college admissions person seeing it.
But Snapchat is also the thing that, I remember when Snapchat came out, and the controversy around it was, you know, exactly what you're saying, but... On the opposite side of the coin, somebody sends something obnoxious or something threatening or something abusive to a young girl, for example, or a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And the evidence is gone.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword. That's a case that will probably always be unsolved if she like didn't, you know, save it or whatever.
And that's what people were. I mean, that's what, you know, as a father of a teenage girl also, that's one thing that can, there are a lot of things that concern. I mean, we can go on and on. We could fill the remainder of this show with the things, yes, that are concerning about what can happen on Snapchat. But, moving on to, as we've got a couple of more minutes to go here. And again, if you want to chime in, 314-436-7900 is the number here at KMOX with Quinn Sells, expert on being a teenager, because he is one. Here to help us be more enlightened on the teenage mind. But the last thing I wanted to get into with you, and this is another in the more serious realm, there have been drinking and drug pressures on high school kids for about as long as there have been high school kids. Things change periodically. It was, you know, acid and pot in the 70s, cocaine and pot in the 80s, then, you know, different things that come around. You hear stories now about heroin, about fentanyl that scare the absolute life out of any parent. And I know, because we've talked about it, scares the life out of you too.
Yeah.
What out there, what is the most... nerve-wracking thing out there as far as just what's floating around and what you don't want to see your friends get into, but you worry they might.
So fentanyl is a big one. I don't know of anybody who would like, you know, say like, oh, I want to start doing fentanyl. Like, you know, that's not really a thing. What worries me is fentanyl is known to be something that, you know, a shady drug dealer will use to lace, you know, maybe a marijuana vaporizer or something like that. Something, you know, it's found in stuff that is like a much like a lighter thing, like pot. That's really what worries me, because, you know, I know of some people who partake in smoking, and I always just worry, you know, just one time they buy, you know, a pen from the wrong guy, and all of a sudden, you know, they're either hooked or they overdose. It's, you know, it's a really powerful thing. That's my biggest worry.
I mean, yeah, legalization of marijuana in Missouri, that has been a very debated topic. As a parent, I certainly worry about it. I mean, you know, you're still underage, and you will be underage for 3 years or 4 years more. But on one side, when it's legal, it's more available. On the other side, when it's legal, it's probably better regulated and probably at least safer. What do you think? Did they make the right choice by legalizing it, or does it become too easy?
No, I think they made the right choice by legalizing it. You know, it's financially speaking, it's a great source of tax revenue for states. Illinois is having a pool of money with that. If you're gonna have alcohol be legal, then you have to legalize pot too, because pot is actually has less health. You know, if you know, it still has effects on your lungs when smoked, but it has less effects, less like unhealthy effects on somebody than alcohol does. And
Luke from Webster is back with us. Luke, what you got? We get Luke. Turn your radio down.
Luke, you there?
I think he was going to ask what you were already talking about.
I think we may have lost Luke, but that's going to be one of those things. I think that the people are going to wrestle with for a while. You make good points as far as the comparison with alcohol, but I think that at the end of the day, it just comes down to being able to regulate it in some way. But you know what, parents don't want to see something like that made easier to get into the hands of their kids. And I think the hope of any parent out there listening is that people your age understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, things that are out of sight, out of mind, if it's not easy to get your hands on, you just move on without it. I think that's where a lot of parents come from who were very upset to see that legalized.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You know people. I'm going to take a wild guess that you know people who cannot handle that responsibility. Fair?
Yes, very, very fair. The thing with that, though, is like if somebody wants something, they're going to get their hands on it. You know, as you were talking about people with pot in the 70s, it was like back then, you know, it was like Nixon made it a Schedule I drug, and like it was very illegal back then, but people were still smoking it. You know, if somebody has a huge desire to do something like that, they're going to find a way to do it. And you know, there's no point in, you know, making it illegal for something like that.
But there are the questions of brain development, for example. So, which
yes, under the age of 25, it does hinder your brain development. But so does alcohol.
Yeah, and we're not holding you up as an expert on any of this. But what we are holding you up as an expert on is being 17, and all the stuff is out there. And I will wrap us up by saying this. I don't envy you because it's not gotten any easier. There's no question about that. So keep on fighting the good fight. As your mother is wont to say when you leave the house on a given night, don't do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Quinn Sells, thank you for being with us tonight, sir.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
848 KMOX is at your service. At your service Tuesday night, wrapping up our first hour. It's 8:51, and the talk of the town, really, certainly the talk on social media, the talk a lot of places, the lead of every newscast locally and nationally, has been Southwest Airlines, and we're going to get into that a little bit further in the next hour. But want to kind of tune you up for it, if you will, and just talking a little bit about what happened, words like disastrous being used in the press, thousands of flights being canceled both here in St. Louis and across the country. And it was something that, you know, they really believed that, you know, the big storm that kind of moved across the country starting on the 23rd and kind of taking its way through Christmas as it made its way from coast to coast, that those moments and the time immediately following, that was going to be the real travel headache, which it clearly was. But nobody realized, nobody thought that there would still be a problem here as we sit now on December 27th, well through the holiday, well through the weather. But for some reason, Southwest has got a nightmare on its hands. They have not been able to pull it together. And apparently what's going on here, the way the experts are playing this out, the way the experts are discussing this, is that the problem has to do with basically their methods of communicating and the kind of communication they used, and even like artificial intelligence and things like that, that they used to figure out where the planes are, where the pilots are, how long they've been flying, and where best to put them and where best to get them so they can get the flights moving. And plus going place to place to place, as opposed to having the hub system that we're all familiar with, that most of the big airlines use. St. Louis, of course, was a TWA hub for such a long time. So coming up in our next hour, we are going to talk with a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, and we're not going to be talking to him about the storm so much as the fact that he and his family had their holiday plans basically canceled because of this. Because of the, you know, some 60-70% of Southwest flights that were canceled. We've also got an interview that KMOX's Michael Calhoun conducted earlier with Peter Green. He's the travel editor at CBS News, who will be able to talk a little bit more about how this worked out and why it happened. But as we kind of finish out the hour, I think what stands out to me dates back about 15-16 years. It was the winter of, I want to say it was 2007. And same thing, bad storm. JetBlue at the time was the airline that took an absolute beating, almost put them out of business. They had people stranded everywhere. They had most of their flights canceled. Of course, it was a completely different setup. They were an airline that basically had one hub, and that was JFK Airport in New York City. And New York had a huge snow slash ice storm. Nothing could get out, in or out of JFK for a couple of days. And everything backed up and it snowballed, no pun intended. And that airline almost went out of business over this. It got that bad. The stock plummeted. People were going crazy, wanting federal regulation, wanting federal penalties and all this kind of thing because they did some stupid stuff. They were leaving people on the, they were leaving people sitting on planes on the tarmac for 7 and 8 hours, hoping the plane was going to be able to take off, and it never did, and refusing to take them back to the terminal to let them sit there. And there was actually federal legislation that came out of that entire incident. And so what you've got to wonder now is what's going to happen with Southwest Airlines. They've always been a favorite here in St. Louis. Over the years, they've been kind of the model for doing things right in the airline industry. They clearly have not done that here. And so what are the repercussions going to be? And there's a couple of different places to look. What will the repercussions be with the government? You know, will they, you know, it's always easy for a politician to call a big investigation and raise cane, you know, with an airline or somebody like that. And use it as a platform. And what will happen with customers? Going to change how you fly? I'd like to hear from you in our next hour. For now, I'm George Sells. It's 8:56, and you're listening to KMOX. At your service, Tuesday night, wrapping up our first hour. It's 8:51, and the talk of the town, really, certainly the talk on social media, the talk a lot of places, the lead of every newscast locally and nationally, has been Southwest Airlines, and we're going to get into that a little bit further in the next hour. But want to kind of tune you up for it, if you will, and just talking a little bit about what happened, words like disastrous being used in the press, thousands of flights being canceled both here in St. Louis and across the country. And it was something that, you know, they really believed that, you know, the big storm that kind of moved across the country starting on the 23rd and kind of taking its way through Christmas as it made its way from coast to coast, that those moments and the time immediately following, that was going to be the real travel headache, which it clearly was. But nobody realized, nobody thought that there would still be a problem here as we sit now on December 27th, well through the holiday, well through the weather. But for some reason, Southwest has got a nightmare on its hands. They have not been able to pull it together. And apparently what's going on here, the way the experts are playing this out, the way the experts are discussing this, is that the problem has to do with basically their methods of communicating and the kind of communication they used, and even like artificial intelligence and things like that they used to figure out where the planes are, where the pilots are, how long they've been flying, and where best to put them and where best to get them so they can get the flights moving, and plus going place to place to place, as opposed to having the hub system that we're all familiar with, that most of the big airlines use. St. Louis, of course, was a TWA hub for such a long time. So coming up in our next hour, we are going to talk with a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, and we're not going to be talking to him about the storm so much as the fact that he and his family had their holiday plans basically canceled because of this. because of the, you know, some 60-70% of Southwest flights that were canceled. We've also got an interview that KMOX's Michael Calhoun conducted earlier with Peter Green. He's the travel editor at CBS News, who will be able to talk a little bit more about how this worked out and why it happened. But as we kind of finish out the hour, I think what stands out to me dates back about 15, 16 years. It was the winter of, I want to say it was 2006, 2007. And same thing, bad storm. JetBlue at the time was the airline that took an absolute beating, almost put them out of business. They had people stranded everywhere. They had most of their flights canceled. Of course, it was a completely different setup. They were an airline that basically had one hub, and that was JFK Airport in New York City. And New York had a huge snow/ice storm. Nothing could get out, in or out of JFK for a couple of days. And everything backed up, and it snowballed, no pun intended. And that airline almost went out of business over this. It got that bad. The stock plummeted. People were going crazy, wanting federal regulation, wanting federal penalties, and all this kind of thing because they did some stupid stuff. They were leaving people on the they were leaving people sitting on planes on the tarmac for 7 and 8 hours, hoping the plane was going to be able to take off, and it never did, and refusing to take them back to the terminal to let them sit there. And there was actually federal legislation that came out of that entire incident. And so what you've got to wonder now is what's going to happen with Southwest Airlines. They've always been a favorite here in St. Louis. Over the years, they've been kind of the model for doing things right in the airline industry. They clearly have not done that here. And so what are the repercussions going to be? And there's a couple of different places to look. What will the repercussions be with the government? You know, will they, you know, it's always easy for a politician to call a big investigation and raise Cain, you know, with an airline or somebody like that, and use it as a platform. And what will happen with customers? Going to change how you fly? I'd like to hear from you in our next hour. For now, I'm George Sells. It's 8:56, and you're listening to KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.